Paul says, he says a lot of things in that first reading, but one that maybe sticks out particularly in this, in our current times, is he says, our citizenship is in heaven. I believe it's the letter of the Hebrews. It says, we are strangers and sojourners no longer. No, we are fellow citizens of the saints and members of the household of God. I think that's important to remember, that for us, especially as Christians, is that being a Christian, is being a citizen of heaven, is the first and most important thing, although we don't carry a passport, because we don't need one. That our passport or our carrying over is going to be the boat that Christ is going to bring us to eternal life. But then we belong to whatever country that we were born in, whether we were from the UK or from the United States, and so on and so forth, and then the list goes on down from there. But we are citizens of heaven, and that is really the most important thing. That's the goal, that's the homeland that we are striving for. Everything else then takes its rightful place from there. When we turn to the gospel, it's always a bit of a head scratcher what Jesus is trying to say through this parable. And I think one of the difficulties is that we hear the part of the parable today, and then we hear another part of the parable tomorrow. When you put those two together, they make a lot more sense, because Jesus is going to talk to the Pharisees where it says they loved money, and they sort of scoffed at him. But if today, if we just take the theme of prudence, Jesus talks about in the gospel about this dishonest steward who is prudent, because he realizes he's not been doing well. He's been cooking the books, and he's been caught. And now what is he going to do? Well, he realizes, he's kind of working through his mind, I'm not strong enough to dig, I'm ashamed to beg. So what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to make it so that when I'm dismissed, I have a place to go. And that's sort of very worldly prudence, you know. He has some street smart. And he's going to use that as his prowess in order to make sure that he's going to make it out okay in the end. And of course, it's the master who commends this dishonest steward for acting this way. And Jesus has that funny line at the end, for the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. But I think one of the important things to distinguish is between worldly prudence and wisdom, because they're not the same. Jesus is not talking in the gospel about the virtue of prudence, which would be a part of wisdom. He's simply mentioning that somebody who has this worldly prudence, he's trying to make an analogy. That somebody who has worldly prudence is a person who makes this world their final goal and develops a kind of streetwise prudence, one that is strictly related to their being in this world. So, for example, someone who uses their intelligence to make counterfeit money so that they're in a good spot. They're not using their intelligence for something good and holy and wholesome, but rather for something that's illegal. Some focus all of their intelligence, their prowess, and their skill to amass wealth of this earth, material wealth. And all their thought can sometimes be bent on it. Wisdom, on the other hand, which the Lord is sort of pointing to about the children of light should have this, we have this gift of wisdom by the Holy Spirit. And that prudence, or that supernatural prudence, is what we should use in order to sense the kind of, we put it this way, quote, to gain heaven, or to work towards heaven. Wisdom is to be able to see things from a divine perspective. Wisdom gives us the ability to judge all things according to the truths of our faith. And Pope Francis, in a Wednesday audience, when he's talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, described wisdom in this way. It's seeing with God's eyes, listening with God's ears, loving with God's heart, and judging things with God's judgment. This is wisdom. It is the grace of being able to see everything with the eyes of God. It is simply this, seeing the world, situations, problems, everything with God's eyes. This is wisdom. Often we see things as we want to see them, or according to our heart, with love, with hate, or with envy. No, this is not God's eyes. Wisdom is what the Holy Spirit does within us, so that we can see everything with God's eyes. This is the gift of wisdom, he says. One thing we could ask ourselves is, when we were speaking about yesterday, what do we talk about the most, or what we value the most? But how much do we focus on wealth, mammon, money, material possessions? We may not even realize how much we talk about or think about these things. If I just had more money, I could do this. If I just had more money, I could do that. How often do we think about and talk about eternal life and serving the poor, which is the true wealth of our soul? We need to beg the Lord for this gift of wisdom so that we can see, we can use created things so that they are ordered towards our eternal life. Jesus, in fact, in a way, chides us in the gospel. He warns that often his followers take less initiative in their dealings with their own kind than the worldly do with the dealings of their kind. I remember something that Venerable Maria of Agreda, she said something kind of interesting. She said, it is a cause of confusion and shame to us that deceit should urge the sons of darkness with greater force than truth urges the elect of light. That the number of those who are in the world who are anxious to strive in the service of their God and Creator is so small in comparison with the number of those who serve vanity, and that there should be so few of the elect, though all are called. The Lord, we as the children of light, we use that intelligence, that wisdom, that is the gift of the Holy Spirit, to really, in a sense, to use it towards the eternal life, towards our citizenship of heaven. So we need to be maybe perhaps a little bit more prudent in the way that we use the things that are created around us, that they get us to our eternal reward.